This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Last January, the New Mexico Philharmonic supplied live musical accompaniment to the New Mexico Ballet Company in performances of Romeo and Juliet. The successful collaboration continues this January with an all-new production of Don Quixote, this weekend at Albuquerque's National Hispanic Cultural Center. With us this morning is the artistic director of the New Mexico Ballet, Jolie Sutton Cimbala. Jolie, great to see you again.
Thank you for having me, Spencer.
It's great to have you back. The New Mexico Ballet, of course, collaborates every holiday with the New Mexico Philharmonic in the Nutcracker. This January collaboration gives both organizations a chance to explore other repertoire.
Absolutely. And I think it's a very exciting thing that has begun here because last year was our first year trying this with new music that hadn't really been played in whole with a full-length ballet. So we're very excited when the New Mexico Philharmonic director, Marianne Tanau, said, "What ballet are you interested in doing next?" And I said, well, you know, that was a wonderful treat to be asked. But I said, what about Don Quixote? It's a wonderful ballet, has such richness of Hispanic culture. I thought it would be perfect for New Mexico. You know, I'm a native New Mexican, so it's kind of nice to have something that's kind of linked that way. So
now, we think that this is the first time that Albuquerque audiences have seen the full-length Don Quixote.
As far as we know, especially with live music, I don't think this has been done before, so we're really thrilled to have the opportunity to do it. I know the dancers are super excited to be dancing to live music for this production.
This version, you have kind of put together your own version, but it's based on a production that Mikhail Baryshnikov did in New York back in the 80s.
Yes. Baryshnikov, as you know, was trained at the Kirov, which is now the Mariinsky Theater, and they have a regular production of Don Quixote. It's one of their staples in the repertoire. And when he came over in 1975, he decided he wanted to bring some of those ballets over. And in 1980, he set his own version of Don Quixote, which is based on the Petipa-Gorsky version that the Mariinsky performs now, which is a very long production. It's four acts. And what Baryshnikov did was he shortened a lot of the sections. He made it three shorter acts. He actually cut some of the music, but put it together in a way that, you know, all of it is in pointe shoes and ballet and a lot more dancing. It's really a great production, especially for American audiences. And that's the version that we based most of our choreography on, because I saw, you know, when I was in third grade and on TV, and we taped it, and I cleared out my living room and decided I was going to learn that darn ballet, because it's just a great ballet to watch. It's so fun.
And as you said, dancers love this ballet because of the wonderful choreography and the music.
Yes, and it's fun because you get that kind of Spanish flavor, and you get to act. You get to have your own personality as a villager, and I really like to encourage that with our dancers. We have some great actors in the company, so I think the audience is really going to enjoy how much fun they have with it, so I'm excited.
And how many people on stage at one time?
36. So it's a lot of people having fun.
Tell me about the character of Don Quixote. Is he the character that we will recognize from other productions and other stories that we've seen?
Yes, he's very familiar, very much the errant knight in search of an ideal world. In my version, I have more of a involvement with Don Quixote being obsessed with searching for his ideal woman, of course, which is Dulcinea, and then his confusion at thinking Kitri, the village girl, the main village girl, is actually Dulcinea, and that's part of his confusion. And so it mixes kind of a bit of the book with the actual libretto from the ballet.
That's wonderful. And let's hope that this is the beginning of an ongoing collaboration.
I hope so. I really hope so.
Jolie Sutton Cimbala leads the New Mexico Ballet Company in a new production of Don Quixote with the New Mexico Philharmonic, Saturday night at 6 and Sunday afternoon at 2 at Albuquerque's National Hispanic Cultural Center. For tickets, go to nationalhispaniccenter.org or call 724-4771. Jolie, thanks so much for coming in again.
Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.